Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Is He gracious? Is He awesome? All He tells you to do is walk in love, and then I'll do this. I know you're going to make a few mistakes along the way. You're not going to be listening to me when I tell you what to do, or you're not going to do exactly, but as long as you walk in love, even though you make a little mistake, I will completely heal and restore you according to your faith. So if you have great faith, you say, Daddy, I'm sorry I made this mistake. Now then, I ask you to heal me without a scar. And He's doing that, isn't He? Amen. Praise God. So you can ask the King for anything. Verse 17 says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therein. In other words, let's put it this way, than sirloin steak. It's better to have a little plate of herbs, even bitter herbs, if you got someone to have those with that loves you, than to have all this problem and contention and to have sirloin steak or filet mignon or whatever you think would be the best food you could have. When you have that with hatred in your house, there ain't no fun in that. You need to have it the other way. Verse 26 says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. You read that in the King James, you think, what does that mean? He that hateth gifts, he that hates bribes, is what he's trying to tell you there. Many a man there has been that tries to give a bribe to either a man or a woman to do something for them instead of doing it out of love. God says, I hate bribes. Don't take them. Don't take them. I got a couple more over here I want to talk about right quick under 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Now, if you're living in fear, you're missing out on love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. If fear has torment, where does fear come from? The devil. If you live in fear, and you're in fear, and I have had many people in the church say, you know, I just have this fear. I'm living in fear. Well, if you're living in fear, cast that thing out. You have power over it in the name of Jesus. Walk in love. Walk in love. Perfect love has no fear. There's no use to being afraid of anything. When you work in perfect love, like the Lord says, I don't care what happens. I don't care what comes upon you. You won't get excited. You won't be in fear. You won't scream. Somebody walks right up in your face and jumps out that door and screams at you. Even if they got a wicked demon. I mean, if a demon walked to that door right now, there'd be some people in this place that would evacuate this place. You know that? We have no fear. I mean, just think, David, under the law. He had no fear when he walked out there, and the whole army of Israel was in fear. Here's this giant running around over there, 10 foot tall. I mean, he's got a sword that most of them couldn't even pick up. And David says, what is it with this uncircumcised Philistine that's making fun of our God? He said, I will take care of that guy. I will cut his head off. I will feed his head to the birds in the name of our Lord. What's David doing? He's saying the right things. I will kill that giant. You're merely a little kid. Saul said, well, if you're going to go out there, let me put my shield on you. David couldn't even pick it up. Goodness, he couldn't do nothing. He couldn't even carry the shield, Saul's armor. He said, I don't need nothing but the Lord.
Amen.
What do we need? Nothing but the Lord. That's all we need. So he goes under and picks him up 5 smooth stones, puts one of them in there and says, I'll have your head. And that big old giant looks down and he says, they send a baby after me? A mere child? I'll cut your head off. David said, I don't come at you with words, but I come at you with the God of Israel. He's my strength. And he winds that little thing up and says, here it comes, Buster. Whew! Now, Holy Ghost, guide that rock in the name of Jesus. And I can only imagine the power God put behind that one little tiny rock. He hit that 10-foot giant in the only place that was unprotected and knocked him down on the ground and knocked him out. David goes over and that big old giant sword, I can just see that little kid barely able to pick it up. He picks it up, grazes about this high, says, okay, and turns it loose. He cuts his head off. And when that little teeny guy killed that great big giant, the rest of them give up. That's you and me and the devil. The devil has no power over you and me until we give it to him. And he comes at us just like he did the army of Israel. I'll kill you bunch. And the devil does the same thing to you and I. He comes at us, puts sickness and disease and pains and symptoms upon us. And all we got to do is say, no, devil, I'm walking in obedience to the Word of God. You have no power over me and you can't do this to me. Jesus bore my sickness, removed my disease on the cross. Now you get out of my life in the name of Jesus. I am walking in love. I'm walking in obedience to the Word, and you can't touch me in Jesus' name. As far as that goes, I'm dead. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to everything. I'm alive to Christ, and so you can't touch me. And that devil will go away from you, and you can walk in divine health if you'll believe the Word of God. And nothing will be impossible with you. So fear or worry is a sin, and it'll open the door. And another major problem that's in the New Testament, it's unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will open the door to the devil. And that devil will not only come to you, but he'll come to everybody in your family line. Your children, I mean your house, your lands, and that tormentor will come and he'll put sickness and disease upon you, upon your mate, on your children. And it can even be passed down 3 and 4 generations. So don't go there for unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a deadly thing, isn't it? It's no telling how many people in the church unforgiveness has killed. Don't go there. Walk holy before God. I guess we're going to have to quit. Gee, it's amazing how quick time goes by. 2 Timothy 2. We've got just a couple more verses and we're going to quit. 2 Timothy 2. What? Oh, yes, I do have a baptism, too. I forgot about that. Praise God. Okay, I need the people, the man and woman that's going to be baptized to get ready, go to the bathroom and get ready to be baptized. And then we will baptize you. But I'm 2 Timothy 2, yeah, 2 Timothy 2, 23 on says, again, I say, don't get involved in foolish arguments. How easy is it for a Christian to get involved in foolish arguments, which only upset people and make them angry? What should we as Christians never do? Never get involved in foolish arguments. I've heard people say, well, the Bible says this. And I said, well, I don't. I've read it several times and I've never seen that. Well, I know it says it. Well, how come you know it says it? Well, my grandmother used to say it said it. I said, so maybe your grandmother was wrong. My grandmother knew the Word of God. She had it memorized. She knew every word in it, and she never made a mistake. Well, by this time you need to say, well, I'll tell you what, all we need to do then, you need to go find that and show it to me. You know. But the other guy said, that's not in there. Or two people get to arguing over something. Two people get to arguing over their car. I mean, you see people get to arguing over a car, and one of them will pull out a gun and kill the other one. It's amazing what we do. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish arguments, which only upset people and make them angry, God's people must not be quarrelsome. They must be gentle, patient teachers of those who are wrong. Gentle, patient teachers of those who are wrong. Everybody can be wrong. I can be wrong. You can be wrong. Be humble. Verse 25, be humble when you are trying to teach those who are mixed up concerning the truth. For if you talk meekly and courteously to them, they are more likely, with God's help, to turn away from their wrong ideas and believe what is true. Now, boy, what I teach in God's Word, the first few years I began to learn these things and God showed them to me, I could not understand why the church didn't want to believe what I'm trying to tell them. I thought, what is wrong with us? And I got angry with them. And then I learned one day I'm sinning. The devil's putting me off in the wrong place. So now then, when some doctor of theology called me and said, Thurman Scrivener, you are teaching a lie. I said, sir, you're going to have to show me where it is. We're going to have some sit down and talk about this. Well, I know the Word and I believe it. I said, well, okay, let's sit down and talk about it. So we sat down and we talked about it. And I said, you know, it's unfortunate that you don't believe the Bible. Oh, I believe this book. I believe every word of it. I said, well, if you do, let's go to a couple of places. If you believe this book is true, then let's go to Scripture like Mark 11, 23 and 24. And let's see if you believe it. But that's not what he meant. I said, oh, no, now wait a minute. If Jesus said, if you confess with your mouth and believe your heart, you're saved. You believe that? Well, of course. Well, then why don't you believe that you can speak to something and it move? And they always got an explanation. So see, you just teach the Word. And that's what I do. I just teach you the Word, and then it's up to you to believe it. I teach you that there's not supposed to be any sin in the church. And it's in the Word. Not one or two places. Many places. People say, Thurman's crazy. It's impossible to walk without sin. Okay, you're calling God a liar.
Amen.
Not me. He says, take it up with Him. He's the one who wrote this book. I didn't write the book.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.